So good evening, everyone. We're now continuing our journey in Masechet Rosh Hashanah at the bottom of Daf Kaf Amud Aleph. So we recently said that sometimes we would make a month full meubar, i.e. 30-day month for some needs. And then we mentioned, the Gemara says, could you possibly do that? Could you possibly make a month full for your communal needs? Reviewing what we previously saw, and then the Gemara brought a Vehatani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Yachol, Keshem Shemabrim Et HaShana LeTzorech, Kach Mabrim Et HaChodesh LeTzorech. Could it possibly be that just like you make a year a leap year, you decide this year is going to be a leap year for some needs, so too we could be making a month full for our needs? Is that the case? Talmud Lamar? No, we learned from the Pasuk Chodesh Telachem that we cannot make a month full because of our needs. It has to be only dependent on the moon. We have to see the moon and then we do the Kiddush. We cannot just decide because of our needs, whether it's a full or a 29-day month. Okay, so that was one of the questions. And now we suggested one answer previously. Now we suggest Rava Amar a second solution. Hadetane, so indeed we can make a month full for our needs. In that baraita, that Hadetana Rava Bar Shmuel, okay, so I'm now reading in the fifth line from the bottom, Rava Amar. Hadetana Rava Bar Shmuel, what he said, that we cannot make a month full for our needs, Acharim hi, that's the shita of Acharim. The Tanya says in the baraita, Acharim omrim, ein ben atzeret la'atzeret ve'ein ben Rosh Hashanah l'Rosh Hashanah, אלא ארבעה ימים בלבד. ואם הייתה שנה מעוברת, חמישה. So just a quick introduction and then I'll translate. These אחרים say that in fact you have a very, very fixed sequence of months. One of them is, one is full, is one month is 30-day month, and the next one is 29-day month. And that's how it goes. Full, not full. Full, not full, full, not full, throughout the year. Okay, why? Because how long does it take the moon? What's a month? So we just drew a month in front of us so we can see. A month is the time that takes the moon to do the whole cycle around planet Earth. So how long does it take? Remember? So it takes 29.5, approximately 29.5. In other words, so for 2 months, how many days would it be? 59. So 59 days for 2 months, it's exactly 1 month full and the other one lacking. That's the shita of Acharim, who say, so now, if that's the system of the year, and you have 12 months, six of them are full, six of them are not full, count all the days, that's 354, okay? 354, divide in seven, divide in weeks, the 350 are all full weeks, and then you only have an additional 4 days. So, every day, your calendar will move in the weekdays with 4 days. In other words, if Rosh Hashanah last year was on the Sunday, next year is going to be on the Thursday. There's a 4-day difference each year. And if the year is a leap year, we add a 29-day month. So again, the 28 days are weeks. And then there's one additional day. So he says, Ein ben. So this shita of Acharim, ein ben Rosh Hashanah, ein ben Atzeret la'Atzeret, between the Shavuot of this year and the Shavuot of the next year, or between Rosh Hashanah of this year and the Rosh Hashanah of next year, there's only a 4-day weekdays difference in the week. And if it was a leap year, it's 5-day difference. That makes sense now? Okay, that's the shita of Chachamim, of Acharim. But indeed, for us, for the other shita, we can sometimes decide that this month will be full for our own needs. Beseder. Now, the Gemara is bringing another comment on the. We made a statement previously, according to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, that me'ayinim ala'edim. So remember, sometimes we want to threaten, so to speak, the witnesses to say, come to testify that you saw the moon, in order that we can call it a month, the Kadesh, like to say this is a 29-day month in its sign. Or sometimes we would force the Edim not to testify, to make it a 30-day month. Like, don't testify today, so it'll become a 30-day month. So we said, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, we only threaten the Edim not to testify so we can make the month full. But we're never going to tell them, you know, that you're actually going to testify that you saw the moon, even if you didn't. That's going to be ridiculous, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. So now, another version of it, Rav Dimi min Hardea, second last line, Matne Ipcha, he has a different take on when we threaten the Edim and when we don't. Me'aymin ala Edim ala Chodesh shelo nir'a bizmano lekadsho. So that's exactly the opposite. If we didn't see the new moon in the 29th, the end of the 29th, we could threaten people, come and testify. And we previously mentioned that we're talking about some people who think they might have seen it, but they're not sure. So we say, okay, so go with your initial impression. However, in other words, if we saw the new moon in the 29th at night, by the end of the 29th day, we don't push the Edim outside of Beit Din, don't testify today because we want this month to be full. Okay, so it's exactly the other way around. Lekadesh, we do, and Le'aber, to make it full, we don't. My Tama, what's the reason behind this? Behind this? It says, Hai Mirzik Eshikra, Hai Lo Mirzik Eshikra. Because it looks like a lie. In other words, if we see the moon in the 29th day, and it should be the end of the 29th day, meaning it should be a 29-day month, and we already saw the new moon, and you tell the Edim, don't come today, other people are going to see the new moon. So why didn't you call it a month? Okay? So that's going to look like a lie. It's going to look awkward. However, if nobody saw the new moon, or nobody thinks they saw the new moon, and you tell this Edim, let's make it a 29-day month and call it tomorrow the next month already because you say that you saw the new moon, then the lie is not going to be obvious. It's not going to look like a lie because, okay, I haven't seen the moon, but it doesn't mean that there was no moon. Okay, just because I didn't see the moon doesn't mean there was no moon. Okay? Fine. Amar Shmuel. Now Shmuel says another statement. He says, look, I'm an expert in all the calculations, the astronomy calculations about the month and the Chidush and the Levana and the moon and the Molad, so much that Yachilna letekune lekule gola. I can in fact set the calendar for the whole diaspora. Amar le Abba Abu Hadar Rabbi Samlai. In response, says to him, Abba, father of Rabbi Samlai, to Shmuel, Shmuel, Yadamar Hai Milta, did you know, did the Rav, he was referring to him in a respectful manner, did the Rabbi know that which was said, the Tanya B'Sod HaYibur, that was said, taught in Sod HaYibur, which is a Baraita, that consists a lot of Klalim and principles, all hinted to calculate the Ibur. So, did you know that which was taught Nolad Kodem Chatzot Nolad Achar Chatzot? Did you know about that? Which is, of course, a hint, which we'll explain what it means soon. Amale, Shmuel says, Lo! No, I didn't know that. Amale, Abba, in response, Mideha lo yadamar, Ikamile acharin yata de radamar. If the rabbi didn't know this one, there's probably other thing that the Rav doesn't know, and therefore maybe you shouldn't fix the calendar because you're not an expert as you thought. Of course, he said it only in a respectful manner, because that apparently is a very, very fundamental rule. And if you didn't know it, it's not a good thing. Okay? Kisalik Rabbi Zeira, when Rabbi Zeira went, Shalach Lahu, he sent to them an explanation. What does that mean? An explanation to that rule. So a little introduction. Tzarich sheyeye laila v'yom min hachodesh. So the night and day need to belong to the same month. In other words, if you saw the old moon at night or the beginning of the night, you cannot say tomorrow this day would be the new month. Again, to us it might seem a bit obvious because we know that in Yahadut and Judaism the day begins from the night, vayhi erev vayboker yom sheni maybe. That we know regarding the weekdays, but how do we know that's so regarding the calculation or the counting of the months? So that's what he says. If the night has to belong to the old month, then the day has to belong to the old month as well. And the new month will only begin the next night. Okay? Vezo she'amar Abba Abu Hadar Rabbi Samlai. And that's what Abba Abu Hadar Rabbi Samlai said. Mechashvin et toladeto. We have to calculate the time when the moon was born, Hamolad, the Molad of the moon, okay? So we the Gabbai is announcing it every time. Of course, now the Gabbai is announcing the time of Molad in Yerushalayim. Okay? Not in Melbourne. However, we need to know what time exactly is the moon born. How do we know that? Calculations. Okay? And how do we because we cannot possibly see the moon when it's actually born. When the new moon is born. Why? Because we cannot see it when it's born. It's too small. It's just impossible for human beings to see it. Okay? And in fact, not only is it impossible to see the new moon when it's born, but within the next 6 hours, six full hours from the moment it's born, we still cannot, it's invisible to the human eye. Okay? And now this is what we have to calculate. We have to calculate when exactly he was born. Im nolad kodem chatzot, if he was born before chatzot of the day, midday, biyadua shenir'a samuch l'shkiat ha'chama. So let's say we're talking about like the equal days that they have the equinox day. Thank you very much. The equinox day. So if the moon was born before Chatzot, before midday, then we know that it is possible that it would be seen, the new moon, close to sunset. However, lo nolad kodem Chatzot, if it was not born before midday, i.e. after midday, we know for sure that it couldn't possibly have been seen before sunset that evening, the following evening. Why? Because the 6 hours after the birth of the moon, it is invisible. Why do we need to know that? L'may nafka mina, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, le'akhu shei sahadeh. So if any witnesses come and say, hey, we saw the moon tonight, before sunset, right? And we know that the moon was actually born after midday, we know that they're lying. Because they couldn't possibly see the moon. Okay? So we need to know this kind of stuff. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman. Another interesting thing. Kafdaled sha'ei mechasei sihara. Okay? So in fact, around the moment of Molad, so again, if this is the moon, if that's the earth, that's the sun, this is the moon, this is the whole cycle. So here we don't see it because this is the dark side of the moon and we see nothing. But then again, the moon moves just a little bit here, and then we start to see this side that is lit. We see a very, very thin banana. Okay, that's so. This moment is the Molad, but around this moment, when the moon starts moving to this direction and we start seeing it, so let's say we call this the Molad, there is an area of whatever 24 hours that it's invisible. Okay, some of these hours before the Molad, some of these hours after the Molad, that the moon is invisible. Make sense? So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman, 24 hours, Mechazi Sierra, it's like hidden, we cannot see it. And now he said, interestingly enough, how many hours? So 6 hours before and after the Molad, it's everywhere on the globe. It's hidden, you cannot see it. The additional 12 hours, whether they're before the Molad or after the Molad, it depends on when you are in the world. Okay, we're not going to get into all these explanations, but it simply says that ledidan we are in Bavel shit me'atika v'tamnei srei mechadeta. So we live in, for us who live in Bavel, which is eastern Eretz Israel, 6 hours of the old moon before the Molad, we cannot. In other words, 6 hours here. This is the old moon. This is the previous month. So 6 hours before the moment of Molad here, it's hidden. And then 18 hours from the new moon, it's invisible to us. However, in Eretz Israel, right, ledidhu, okay, to the people living in Eretz Israel, shit mechadeta. 6 hours after the Molad, they cannot see it, and 18 hours from the old moon, it's invisible to them. Again, we're not going to discuss why exactly that difference is, but there is a difference between Bavel and Eretz Israel. Says the Gemara, Leman of Kamina, why do we need to know that? Again, la'akhu shei sahad, because if some edim will say in Bavel or Neri Yitzel that they saw the moon in a time that we know they couldn't possibly see it, then we know they were lying. Okay? Amar mar, tzarich sheyehe laila vayom min ha'chodesh. So just like we said, the day, the night and the day, the night and the following day, they belong to the same unit that we call day, they have to belong to the same month. How do we know that in the calculation of months? How do we know that? Rabbi Yochanan amar, me'erev ad erev. There's a pasuk that we mentioned regarding Yom Kippur. Me'erev ad erev tishbetu shabbatechem. Lo me'erev ad erev regarding the ta'anit. Resh. So that's Rabbi Yochanan from the pasuk of Yom Kippur. Resh Lakish amar ad yom ha'echad ve'esrim lachodesh ba'erev tochlu matzot. So we eat matzot until the 21st day of Nisan in the evening, in the meaning the end of the day. So what's the difference between them? From both psukim, we can learn that the night and the day go together. That the day is following the night that was just before. So what's the difference between them? My benayhu, Abaye amar, mashmaut dorshin ika benayhu. There is no practical difference. There is no difference. The only it's just they both agree to the same halacha. The only question is what pasuk are we learning it from? Okay. Rava amar chatzot laila ika benayhu. So there's a difference. There's a practical difference. According to Rabbi Yochanan, when we learn it from Yom Kippur, it's from one night to the other night. It's the beginning of the night and the beginning of the other night. Then, from the beginning of the night, if you saw the old moon, then the whole day has to belong to the previous month. Okay. However, if we learn from the pasuk of Matzot, from the pasuk of Pesach, then Rashbam explains. Then Rashi explains that because in Bava Basra this is actually Rashbam talking, not in Daf Kaf. But anyway, so Rashi says that Hilchot Matzot, there is a difference in midnight. There is an actual difference in the first night. There is an actual obligation to eat Matzot, and that's first night all the way to midnight. And then, from midnight till the rest, throughout the rest of the Pesach, there's only a prohibition not to eat chametz, but there's no obligation to eat matzah. So, if you learn from the mitzvah to eat matzot, then maybe the day only follows after midnight. So, if the moon was seen in the first half of the night, maybe the next day could still belong to the new month. Maybe, possibly. Okay, that could have been a difference. Okay,
Amar. Rabbi, wait a minute. There's two. Are there two chatzot in a day, like a nighttime chatzot and daytime chatzot, or is it only referencing one? Whenever it says chatzot, what is it reference?
So again, it just depending on the context. Yeah, fair.
Is it 6 days? Depending. Is it 6 days or
depending.
No.
Chatzot is the middle of either the day or the night.
Yes, yeah, so which one is it?
So when the Gemara says Chatzot Stam without mentioning explicitly, so it's just depending on the context. You just have to read the context and read the commentaries and see. So here we're talking about Chatzot Laila. Yeah. Previously, Chatzot, we're talking about Chatzot Ayom. That's a good comment. Beseder, yafeh meod. Okay. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman. Kol sfeika, so Rabbi Zera in the name of Rav Nachman says, kol sfeika lekame shadinan. So if we don't know, if we're now in Chutz La'aretz, and we don't know when did the Dayanim, the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, called the new month. What do? If we have a safek, shadinan lekame. In other words, lememra to say, dechamisar veshitzar avdinan, arbeisar lo avdinan. Let's take, for example, the Tishrei and the Nisan, which are they have the major festivals, Sukkot and Pesach, which fall on the 15th day of the month. If now we don't know, when did Beis Din call the Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei or Nisan? When do we celebrate the Pesach? So we always, if we have a safek, we will always throw it forward to the following day. So that was a 29-day month, the previous one. And then we will celebrate in the 15th day. But then we will also celebrate the 16th day. Because maybe the previous month was full, and now the actual Pesach is in the 16th day, okay? Is one day later. That makes sense? That's a part of the origins of the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot. Fine. Omeret HaGemara, wait a minute. So lememra, so you're saying this, Rabbi Zera, to tell us that you celebrate the Chag in the 15th and the 16th. Arbeisar lo avdinan, but in the 14th day, Yudaled, we do not make it a Chag. Maybe we should celebrate Pesach also in the 14th. We'll have a 3-day Pesach. Dilma chesrua le'av v'chesrua le'elul. Maybe both Chodesh Av and Chodesh Elul were 29-day months. Because when we do the 15th day and the 16th day, we assume... I'll try to do it without the board. When we say Elul was 29-day month, and then we celebrate Pesach on the 15th, to that count. But then maybe Elul was 30 days. So maybe, not Pesach, maybe Sukkot is in the 16th day to that possible count. Now says the Gemara, but maybe not only Elul was 29 days, maybe Av as well was 29 days. And in fact, so the Rosh Chodesh is one day before you thought, and then the Sukkot should be in the 14th day, not in the 15th. Okay, why are we not concerned that might be the case? Dilma chesruah le'av chesruah le'elul. Maybe both Elul and Av were chodesh chaser, 29 days. The Gemara answers, treyarche chasirei kala itlehu. That's a very unusual thing, that we have two back-to-back 29-day months. And if that was the case, we would have heard about it. That was so exceptional. We would have heard about it. And since we haven't, we don't need to be concerned that's what happened. Okay, now the Gemara is talking about, we talked about Sukkot. The bigger problem is Yom Kippur, mm-hmm. right? That comes before that. So no, Yom Kippur, everyone agrees, I mean, la halacha definitely today, that we don't have to celebrate. We don't have to fast 2 days back to back in Yom Kippur. But in some cases, some people did. As we'll see, Levi is the name of a Rav, a name of a sage. Ikla lebavel bechad sar betishrei. So he just happened to come to Bavel in the 11th of Tishrei. Amar, and then he smelled the food. Oh, wow. Amar basim tavshila de bavlae beyom rabba de ma'arava. Wow, your stews smell very, very, very good in the holiest day of Eretz Yisrael. That is the great day in Eretz Yisrael. Now, in Eretz Yisrael is Yom Kippur. And look at you. It smells delicious what you're cooking. You're eating in Yom Kippur. That's what he says. Amrilei, the people said to him, Ashid, will you testify that today is a Yom Kippur? That in Eretz Yisrael, this is Yom Kippur? And then he says, Amalu lo shamati nipi Beit Din Mekudash. I did not hear from the Beit Din themselves when they called the month of Tishrei Mekudash, when the month of Tishrei began. And therefore, they didn't have to listen to him. Okay? Because again, when they don't know in the diaspora and they decide this is the calendar, so when they will have to catch up, that will be fine. But lechatchila, what they're doing the best they can, and that's fine, that's valid halachically. Machru is Rabbi Yochanan.
Sorry, how does he make their comment then? Must base it on something.
Excuse me?
Must be basing their comment that they're eating on.
Oh, why? How did he make the comment in the first place? Because either he had a calculation, or he somehow knew that Beidin did the Kiddush Chodesh, but the only. So there's a. Good comment. There's a Gzera de Rabbanan that one who goes from Eretz Yisrael to the diaspora. If he is to testify that Beit Din did Kiddush HaChodesh, then he must have heard it from the Beit Din themselves. Okay? That's Gzera Derabanan. It's also important because so not everyone can come and say, you know, this is the Rosh Chodesh, and that's the date today. Okay? So the Gzera Derabanan, we can only accept someone who actually heard it from the Beit Din himself, and he didn't. So he was 100% sure that was Yom Kippur in Eretz Israel, but he didn't hear the Kiddush HaChodesh from Beit Din when they did it. Okay.
So the one just said they'll invalidate the whole idea of the Sheni, of the second day.
Excuse me?
When he said how like they can do the best they can because like there was no chance for Yom Kippur that they'll know if it was a whole month before or it was a 29-day month. And so they just did it on one day. And he said they did the best they could. Is that not? Why doesn't that invalidate the whole idea of wanting to be Machmir and doing like Pesach Sheni, or not Pesach Sheni, having on the 15th and the 16th?
Shela metzuyenet. Ani choshev, it's a very good question. I think, just off the sleeve, that no one assumes that you're going to have to do two Yom Kippurs. And
because it's just
very difficult. It's not. Chachamim say, so Chachamim, when Chachamim established Yom Tov Sheni Shel Aliyot, say, look, you can do this. It's possible. It's practical. And also the concern is important enough. We're not sure. So when we say you do your best, meaning you celebrate two Yom Tovs. But we don't require you to do that in Yom Kippur because that's too difficult. So you do the best you can and that's it. Okay? Machriz Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan announced. So we're in Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the fifth line, the beginning of the line. Machiz Rabbi Yochanan Koleicha Dematu Shluchei Nisan Velo Matu Shluchei Tishrei Li Avdu Trei Yomei Gzera Nisan Atu Tishrei. So any place that the Shluchim, the messengers of Chodesh Nisan, get there. So now we're talking about the Shluchim who say, oh, that's the time where that's the day of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore that's the day of Pesach. That's the era before the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot, when you know we have to do the Pesach today and not tomorrow. Okay? When we said we're going to celebrate 2 days, that was when we're not sure. But if the messengers actually came to tell us, then we don't need to do the second Yom Tov. That's that era. And what about a place where the messengers of Chodesh Nisan get there, but not the messengers of Chodesh Tishrei? Ve'lo matu shluchei Tishrei, the shluchim of Chodesh Tishrei. So, do they have to celebrate Pesach 2 days? I mean, they know what time is the actual Pesach because the messengers got there. The Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan says, li'avdu tre yome. So in Tishrei, of course, they need the sukkahs to be 2 days because the messengers didn't get there. But Rabbi Yochanan says, li'avdu tre yome, even in Pesach, gzera nisan atu Tishrei. Why? Even in Nisan, even though in Nisan you know what time Pesach should be, what time Pesach falls, we don't want people to confuse it and maybe make a mistake in the Tishrei and assume that they know what time is Sukkot. So because sometime you don't know, then as a gzera, just to protect yourselves, you will, all the Chagim, you will celebrate both Nisan and Tishrei, you will celebrate 2 days, as if you don't have the messengers at all. Okay. Rabbi Ayvu bar Nagre and Rabbi Chia bar Abba, name of two people, ikla'u lehahu atra dehava matu shluchei Nisan velo matu shluchei Tishrei. So Rav Ayvu and Rabbi Chia got to this place in Chutz La'aretz where the shluchim, the messengers of Nisan, they arrived, they got there, but the shluchim of Tishrei never got there. And then they saw that in that place, the Avdei Chad Yoma, for the first day of Pesach, they only celebrated 1 day because they knew what time it was. And Rab Ayvu and Rab Chia, the guests, lo amru lehu velo mide. They didn't brought to their awareness that they should actually be celebrating 2 days. Okay, because let's see someone coming to a community and say, no, that should be a 2 day chag.
What did they celebrate twice?
Excuse me.
They said they celebrated Sukkot twice or Pesach as well.
Again, in the Tishrei, they have to do 2 days because they didn't get the messengers. But in the Nisan, when they got the messengers, they told them, now Rosh Chodesh Pesach is next Wednesday. These people, this community, only celebrated 1 day Pesach.
Oh, the previous Tishrei, sorry.
I'm not sure I understood the question.
No, I think it was the Tishrei of the previous year. I was counting.
We're talking about a place where on a regular basis, every Tishrei, the messengers from Eretz Yisrael don't come. So they're not sure when to make Sukkot. That's why they celebrate 2 days Sukkot. And every Nisan, the messengers from Eretz Yisrael do come. So every year in Nisan, they know exactly when to celebrate the Pesach. So they can celebrate the 15th and that's it. Because they know that's the 15th. But every Tishrei, they're not sure. That's why they have to celebrate 15th and 16th, like we mentioned before. Because they're not sure what time it falls. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says, in such a place, even in Nisan, even if they know exactly when the Pesach is, they should celebrate it 2 days. To not confuse people in that, to just to go for the safer option all the time. So if,
why isn't it discussing Sivan and Shavuot?
Because Sivan is always according to the count of the Sfirat HaOmer. Okay? Beseder. Today it's always in the Vav Sivan, but potentially it could be otherwise. Tov. So now, so these people, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, arrive at this place, and they see that the community only celebrate 1 day Pesach because they got the messengers. But they know that the Rabbi Yochanan, the rabbi, says that they should be doing 2 days anyway because of the Gzerah, because of this enactment. And they didn't protest to this community. They didn't let them know they should be doing 2 days. Shama Rabbi Yochanan ve'ikpad. Rabbi Yochanan, the rabbi, heard that that's what happened. And he was angry with his students. Amar lehu, he told the students, Rabbi Aibu and Rabbi Chia, Lav Amre Lechu, have I not told you, Echademato Shluche Nisan Velo Matu Shluche Tishrei, that in a place that they only receive the Shluchim of Nisan, but not the messengers of Tishrei, Li'avdu treyom gzera nisan atu tishrei, that it should actually be celebrating 2 days in Pesach because of gzera not to confuse it with Tishrei. So have I not told you this? Of course I have. Why didn't you protest? Why didn't you let them know that they should be celebrating 2 days Pesach as well? Okay. Rava, another story. Rava, hava ragil, de havayatin betanit atreyome. So Rava was actually used to sit there in Tani to fast 2 days of Yom Kippur. Okay? Because of that doubt. No one would do it because that was not required, because that was too much to require. Okay? But Rava says, maybe Chachamim decided that, in fact, Elul was full and Yom Kippur is tomorrow. Maybe. Who knows? So, people were not required to do that. But Rava was concerned for himself personally. So he fasted 10th and 11th. Omeret HaGemara, Zimnacha da ishtekach kvateh. One time they realized that in fact Yom Kippur wasn't the 11th. Okay? So again, what's the Gemara trying to say? It's like the community was okay. But just this concern is not out of place completely. Okay? We don't require people to fast 2 days, but Rava did it, and you know what? Once it actually was worth it. Tov. Or maybe to refer that it was worth it all the time because it was once. Okay. Rav Nachman Yativ Betanita Kule Yomed Kippur. This is another story, a bit more interesting. If you're allowed to have a more interesting story in the Gemara. Rav Nachman Yativ Betanita Kule Yomed. So he was actually fasting the whole day of Yom Kippur. Le'urta. Towards the evening, the end of Yom Kippur. He was actually planning already on the, you know, to have a nice sandwich. Ata Hahu Gavra, came someone from Eretz Israel. Amar le lemachar Yom Araba, b'maraba. In fact, then the Yom Kippur in Eretz Israel is tomorrow. Amar le meheichaat, where are you from? Amar le midamharia, from a place called Damharia. And Rav Nachman was making now a play on words. Amar le dam tehe acharito, you want to kill me? Like a blood will be in my end. Okay, my end, I will have a bloody end. You're going to kill me because now we're going to have to fast 2 days and die. So he actually said this sentence in relation to that person. Kalim hayu odfenu. So the people, our prosecutors, were had light feet, or they were very, very quick. In other words, they were chasing us and they got us very quickly before we managed to escape. In other words, oh, you got me before I had the sandwich. If only you would have been 2 hours late, I would be having my sandwich already and maybe then have to fast, but I would already at least have had a sandwich. Okay? So now you see, it's just like, you know, sometimes when you've eaten this let's not go to examples. After we finish the shiur and the recording, I'll give another example. But you see that he wasn't sad, that he wasn't happy, that he was now having to fast a second day. Rather, he said, I wish I didn't know. I wish you came to let me know later and I would have eaten something and I would have been okay. Okay, we learned from this that wouldn't be so bad because the community is doing what we should be doing and that's fine, we're kosher. So if only we would have arrived 2 hours later. Beseder.
Was everyone fasting the same day though?
Yeah.
So everyone would have had the same makhluk.
Lichoa. What do you mean everyone?
If they hear this news that he came from Yerushalayim and it's now tomorrow.
Good idea.
Then everyone's going to go,
Good idea.
We all should be thinking about
it. Good idea. I'm not sure what happened to the rest of the community. I'm not sure if this man announced to everybody else early. Lada. Maybe the community only realized after... Good comment. Okay, let's just finish the daf. Shalach leRavuna Baravin leRava. Ravuna Baravin says to Rava, Kadchazit demashchat kufat tevet ad shitzar benisan abra lehahi shata. So Ravuna says to Rava, whenever you see that the period, the tkufa of tevet, what's the tkufa of tevet? Remember, I think we once spoke about it. So tevet shvatada, that's the winter, okay, and then nisan yar sivan. That's the spring, Northern Hemisphere speaking. And he says, if you see, now, of course, the leap year is always the way, the system that we have to to align the lunar year with the solar year so that we have our festivals in the right season. Okay? So he says, if you see that this specific year, the winter, the period, the solar period of the winter gets all the way into Shitzar Benisan, the 16th day of Nisan, Abra Lehahishata. Okay? Abra Lehahishata, Velo Tachoshla, Dektiv Shamor et Chodesh Aviv, Shamor, Shmor Aviv Shel Tkufa, Sheyehe Bechodesh Nisan. In other words, he's effectively saying, if the Tkufa of the winter enters Nisan all the way to the 16th day, if that happens, you know that you should call this month an Adar Sheni, and the next month will be Nisan, because you want Nisan to be. We'll see why. Because what we learn from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Shamor et, because as the Pasuk says, Dechtiv Shamor et Chodesh Aviv. You should keep the month of the spring, Shamor Aviv Shel Tkufa, the solar period, the solar Tkufa of the spring, that will be Bechodesh Nisan, that it has to fall in the Chodesh Nisan. In other words, Chodesh, and we learn from here, says Rashi, the period of time when the Levana, when the moon, is still new, meaning it's getting bigger and bigger, which means this half of the month, the first 15 days of the month, it's getting bigger, it's still considered the Chodesh, Chadash, as it's still new, okay? But if you know that the winter gets all the way into this month and enters the 16th day, then that's all. Even the 15th day, when the moon is no longer getting bigger, that's a problem. However, why the 16th day is the limit? Because if the winter gets all the way to the 15th day, you can fix it without making it a leap year, because you can just make the Adar a full month, okay, and push it one day forward. So, right? So then the Tkufa will only get all the way up to the 14th day of Nisan, and that's fine, because then the spring falls in the spring falls in the 15th day, in the 14th day, which is still considered the Chodesh when the moon is still growing, and that's fine. But if, according to your calculation, the spring falls in the 16th day, which is already here, even if you make Adar full 30 days, you will still bring it down one day. It's the 15th day, it's already too late. So the only way you can make Adar, you can make Nisan fall in the solar period, the season of the spring, is actually to push it 1 month further and call it a leap year. That's what you should be doing. That's just a principle in leap years. Okay. And just quickly, Amar Lehu Rav Nachman Lehanhu Nechute, five lines from the bottom. Rav Nachman says to those Nechute Yama, your day Hayam, the sailors, Atun de lo yaditu bekviyat yacha, you don't know what time Beit Din decide the new month, because you don't have messengers that go to wherever you are in the ocean. Ki chazitu sihara, so all you know, you can look at the sky. Ki chazitu sihara demashlim leyoma, ba'iru chamira. Right? You need to know what time to stop eating chametz. So when you see the moon, ki chazitu sihara, the sahar, the yareach, the mashlim leyoma, that completes, that is complementing or completing the day. In other words, whenever the moon rises, whenever the sun sets, and the moon sets whenever the sun rises. So the moon is always is there the whole night, exactly to complete the other side of the day. When that happens, you have to get rid of all your chametz. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, that's not a good sign. Eimat mashlim bechamesar. The moon shines throughout the night, the entire night, in the 15th. Okay? The 15th. Because, why the 15th? Because in the 15th, which is right here, that's the difference. It's exactly against the sun. So whenever the sun and the moon are rotating around the earth, so to speak, okay? So when the sun sets, the moon rises. That's exactly the 15th day. So that's already too late. The Gemara answers, when does the moon do that? In the 15th night. And we get rid of all the chametz from the 14th. Omer ha-Gemara, ledidhu, to them, to those sailors, the megalu lehu alma, me'arbeisar mashlim, they live in a, in, in, they, they, stay in a place, the Megalelehu Alma, they see the world, they see the horizon, all the way to the actual horizon. It's like a flat horizon. So if you are in a place like that, this phenomena that the moon is there the whole night, from sunset to sunrise, that already happens in the 14th night. Okay? For us, that we have things blocking the view, blocking the horizon, we will only see this phenomena in the 15th night. But for them, it's a good solution. That's it for tonight, guys. Kol hakavod. Shkoyach. Yeah, come on. Ken, questions?